Alright, we're at Coca's Cafe.
We sure are.
In Lawrenceville. And I got a couple of questions for you,
it's
Krista.
It's our place.
Well, it's a lot of people's places. But I have a few pressing questions I need.
Shoot.
About our relationship. The topic of haircuts. Should it be mandatory for hairstylists to drop out of high school and go to beauty school?
No, I cut your hair and it looks great.
You're also a high school dropout.
No, but I didn't go to beauty school.
Alright. Should hair cutting be government regulated?
Absolutely. We cannot have people walking around with these hideous haircuts that they think are perfectly acceptable. And they're just offending everyone.
So you believe hair should also be government regulated?
Well, you can't control the kind of hair you have.
Like gingers and blondes.
Oh, gingers. Poor people.
What inspires someone to go to... Oh, to go into hair cutting business over cosmetics?
Well, you know, you can make someone's hair look good, but if they're ugly, no amount of makeup will help.
Wise words. All right. On the topic of breakfast, can you please define breakfast for us?
First meal of the day.
Should breakfast be eaten quickly?
Never.
Why eat breakfast?
So you can feel energized to start your day.
Why not just do drugs? Designer drugs.
Who says you can't?
Designer drugs for breakfast. You heard it here first. And one last thing. Should breakfast be government regulated?
Yes.
All right. I like that. Now, on the topic of government, if you are in government, how would you spend your time off?
I would go canoeing.
Where?
The Ohio River.
What if you were a government person in Florida?
I would still come to the Ohio River.
Alright. Do you think voting is exciting?
Nah.
Do you think it would be more exciting if they had votes every month or weekly?
Daily, even.
Well, if we vote every day, nothing would get done. Or maybe everything would get done.
Yeah, or would it?
Alright, if you could vote for one thing, what would it be?
Breakfast.
Okay. On the topic of bees, I had an altercation with a bee this morning.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Why do you think bees sting?
I think they're angry with the world.
What part of the world?
Bees.
Terrorists?
Well, yeah, terrorists, because terrorists steal their thunder when they fly into things.
Exactly it. What do you think bees did before they evolved stingers?
I think they were just happy.
Okay. How long do you think it'll be until humans evolve stingers?
Could be sooner than we think.
What is the average life of bees?
7 hours.
Do you think bees should pay taxes?
Yeah, they live here too. They're breathing our air. It's not free air.
No, it certainly is not. On the topic of rhyme and poetry, why isn't there a word that rhymes with orange, purple, silver, or buscemi?
Well, those are the worst words in the English language, particularly the last one.
Do you think we should have a mandate that all those words are allowed to rhyme with each other?
Absolutely not. You can't redefine rhyme just because you want to say the word buscemi in a poem.
Buscemi orange. Okay, what kind of words rhyme with the word boat?
Coat.
What else? That all?
Moat. Moat? A moat?
Is that all? Two words?
Maybe a word in another language. I'm not sure.
All right. Now, if a dog fell into a bog while you were sitting on a log, would you solicit help from a frog?
Well, I think at that point you would have to.
And finally, who is the most influential poet of the 1900s?
Dr. Seuss.
All right, you heard it here first. Thanks for spending your morning with Dan and Krista. Have a great day.